Hello, welcome to the BAFTA-nominated Overview Show. It's back for another thrilling edition. In fact, one of the most action-packed Overview Shows in modern memory, because I think my modern memory, which is not very sort of significant as memories go.
Have you banged salmon?
Yeah, I was going to say, this isn't really the modern lineup, is it?
Here we go.
It's getting older by the day.
Ian Salmon's with me in the corner of the wise men. And the youth of today, represented by most Stuart God John help Gibbons. Us all. Yeah, exactly. This is a big one for many, many reasons. But one, because we're doing a fuckload of games. I think the shortest Overview Show I ever managed was in the quadruple season, where I contrived an Overview Show out of 2.5 games or 3 games. One of them was the Champions League final. But this one, I didn't know where to stop because the games are thick and fast. I've used Christmas, and with all the reverence implied by that religious festival, to call a halt on how many games we'll preview. So we are going to preview the games that span this weekend's game at City through to the home game with Arsenal, which is 23rd yep. December? Yeah, just a couple of days before Christmas. But we start Overviews, as you're all familiar, by looking back over the past, well, it's effectively a month. In that period of time when we last previewed the games, I think it was more or less this lineup, but Cav was maybe in for you, Jay. I can't remember. A similar lineup. We were faced with a run that was tantalisingly easy on paper, I would say, after having had harder games in the opening, 9-10 games of the season. As it transpired, it wasn't as plain sailing as I think we'd have liked it to be. We beat Everton, Toulouse, Forest and Brentford at home. We beat Bournemouth away to progress in the League Cup. But then we lost in Toulouse and we drew with Luton. Those are the blots on the landscape, which we'll have a little look at. I'd like to refresh our minds as to who scored all the goals. And they were mainly scored by Mo Salah, who bagged 6 in this spell. Jots quietly crept up the rankings with 4. Darwin got 3. And there's quite a few other scorers. I mean, Luis Diaz wasn't available for most of it for the obvious reasons. He got a goal. Gakpo got a goal. Ryan Gravenberch got another goal, and Wataru got his first goal for the club. Mo, the highlights of the past month, if we're talking from an individual point of view, it has to be, obviously, so it's not the renaissance of Mo Salah, but in a way, he went back up a notch. And I think it's not just him. I think both him and Van Dijk have been very good, even when they've not been at their very best, say, past 2 seasons, arguably. But it feels like we've got hints of them at their very best again, those two.